start your day with The Breakfast Show, the most informative, educative, and entertaining show on Radio Miraya, where the nation's big conversations begin.
Good morning once again and welcome back. Right now, it is time for us to get to know more about today, which is a special day. It is the African Day of School Feeding. And so World Food Programme, together with other partners, including the government of South Sudan, have made great strides in feeding children in schools across the country. So joining me now is WFP Country Director Mary Ellen Magroti, and she's here to talk more about the school feeding program and also the importance of this day. Good morning, Mary Ellen, and welcome.
Good morning, Lucy, and delighted to be here with you this morning.
Well, let's talk about the day first. Why is it important to have a day like this, the African Day of School Feeding?
This is the 8th African Day of School Feeding, created by the African Union 8 years ago to underscore the importance of getting children into school with school meals, and also to articulate the multiplier effect that school meals does have. Not only getting children into school, the multiplier effect on education, the multiplier effect on nutrition for children, and also the connections with local agricultural production. So it's also an economic investment in a country.
I see that. And when you look at South Sudan, how dire is the need for school feeding programs?
Yeah, I mean, it's multiple needs. I mean, as you know, the humanitarian needs in South Sudan are enormous. The food insecurity continues to grow because of the climate change, the conflict. So school meals are vital to be able to get children into school right across the country. And also, we still have so many children out of school in South Sudan. The children of a country are really its future, it's its most valuable resource. And when you want to talk about achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, achieving development, economic progress, hope and prosperity, it is the children who will carry a country forward.
Okay, and how long has this program been in existence, the school feeding program here in South Sudan?
In South Sudan, it started way back in this part of the country in 2013. We've been expanding it over the last couple of years, and in recent years we've been connecting it with homegrown school feeding, local production. So at the moment we're in over 900 schools in 10 counties. We're working with close to 4,000 farmers to connect them with those schools, and over 440,000 children are receiving school meals on a daily basis.
Okay, is there a plan to expand to more other parts of the country?
It's my greatest ambition and aspiration to be able to expand it right across the country for every school in South Sudan. But sadly, it's one of our most underfunded programs. You know, between now and July, we need $39 million to keep it moving. But I'm going to be continuing to advocate to be able to get more resources to expand it, because it's such, when you go and visit a school and where they're getting school meals, and you know the children are learning and they're telling you about their ambitions for the future and how they want to contribute to South Sudan, and also and telling you how much it means to them and their family to be able to get get that meal, to be able to come to school.
Okay, when you talk about lack of funding, how have you managed to sustain it so far?
We've been able to sustain it to generous contributions of you know, governments like Canada, from Germany, the US, you know, that really value the importance of school meals, and we will continue to advocate for more resources.
Okay. So how is the program implemented exactly? You did talk about encouraging some schools to do production, but what about those that cannot do production? What exactly happens? Just give us a quick sneak peek into the program.
Yeah, what we try, you know, in those areas where we can connect local smallholder farmers with the schools, we connect the dots there that they're able to supply into the schools. We're also looking at areas where we can give vouchers so that they can connect also with local production. But if that's not available, you know, we bring in the food ourselves, you know, whether it's food we bought in South Sudan or food we bought from the region, deliver it into the school. We work with the school in terms of setting up the kitchens and to have the facilities to be able to provide the school meals. I mean, it also provides an opportunity, and it's something we would like to do, is looking at diet diversity. What else can we include in the school meals?
Okay, and as a key stakeholder in this particular program, how does one ensure quality of this food? There have been cases of schools getting food-related, food poisoning in some parts of the country. Yeah.
Yeah, we take food safety and quality very seriously. And, you know, if there's any reports that there may be an issue, we immediately investigate that and have a look through the entire value chain. We spend a lot of time and effort making sure that the food that we supply meets the food safety and quality standards.
Okay, that's good then. Now, let's talk about the real challenges. Other than the funding issue, what challenges have you seen in the program since 2013, you said?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, the funding is a challenge. We work closely with the government, and the government of South Sudan has really been a leader in developing a homegrown school feeding strategy in 2019, joining the School Feeding Coalition in 2022 that seeks to ensure that every school-going child will have a meal. And it's one of the, as I said, one of the great multipliers towards achieving zero hunger and the SDGs. Our ambition would be that the government will be able to take over the program and run the program, running on many of the examples that we see across the continent where governments themselves have taken on the program and delivered school meals. So I think that's one thing we want to work at. Want to do more on connecting with the local production. I think there's a lot of potential in South Sudan, not just on the cereal side, but on vegetables and everything else, connecting that into school. And of course then getting the facilities in the schools, the kitchens and everything, to be able to deliver school meals.
Okay. And how is WFP marking this day? I believe next week also will be International School Feeding Day. So are there any events coming up?
Yeah, today we're doing something with the Her Excellency, the Minister of Education, later on today. We'll be, of course, be out on social media highlighting the importance of the day. There are events going on in Ethiopia as well to mark the day. I mean, it's a very important day for the continent, and it's a very exciting day.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Is there a theme tagged to the day?
Today's theme is about local production and improving local food systems through homegrown school meals, what I was just talking about, connecting smallholder farmers with the schools in their areas to be able to supply into that schools. Some of the studies show that for every dollar you invest in school meals, you get a $10 return. Mm. And, we need to remember that, the impact of nutrition, child malnutrition on economies, cost of hunger studies show that over 16% of GDP is lost through malnutrition. So this multiplier impact, and being able to do local production where you can bring in diet diversity. We talk about climate change and the diversity that's been lost, so diet diversity, connecting with local production, giving smallholder farmers a livelihood while you get those children, the future of a country, into a school.
Wow, amazing. And this social media engagement that's going to happen, mm-hmm. How is it accessible to the public?
We're on our WFP account on Twitter, WFP South Sudan, so you will see us there today.
Okay, that's good. I look forward to that. Do you have any final remarks you'd like to share with the public?
Yeah, I mean, just to highlight, the incredible importance of school meals, and also, for us as well, we work with many partners in delivering the school meals. First and foremost, the government of South Sudan, and really to commend their leadership on that. Our great partners, UNICEF and FAO, that help us also deliver the school meals. But also today, to all the school children across South Sudan, keep at those books, keep learning, you're the future of the country.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for coming and speaking to me this morning.
Thank you.
And happy African School Feeding Day.
And also to you and to all the children in South Sudan.
Thank you so much. Yes, if you just joined in, we're talking about the day of school feeding for Africa. This is school children being able to access meals even if they can't afford it, empowering schools to produce locally. And so this is what has been happening since 2013. And so now 900 schools in 10 counties across the nation are benefiting from this program. And WFP is working in partnership with the government of South Sudan and other key stakeholders to sustain this program. Now, the country director, Mary Ellen, just said that the program is quite underfunded and there's need for about $30 million to just keep it afloat. And so this is how much it takes to keep the children in school, because, well, if you cannot study when you're hungry, that's just impossible. The level of concentration is literally zero at that time. And so, yes, happy African Day of School Feeding to you. And please make sure if you're a parent out there, if you're a guardian out there, as much as possible, make sure your child has got food to eat when they're going to school. Make sure they're well fed so that whatever it is they're learning goes straight to the brain. And we produce great leaders for the future.